Water, Kwale Governor, Fatuma Rakani, has launched mega water projects in an effort to address the problem of water shortage in the coastal county. Governor Rakani says the multi-million shilling water projects is in fulfillment of her administration's promise to address the scarcity of potable water in the county. Rakani was speaking when she commissioned Melikubwa Old Onyo Zoyajenu water pipeline extension at Zoyajenu in Mknon Ward, Kanango Sub-County. She says the water project in Kanango Sub-County will address chronic water shortage and improve access to clean water for the residents in the arid area. According to the governor, the project that seeks to increase access to potable water will serve over 3,000 families that in turn will use the commodity for domestic use and water troughs for livestock. The main objective of the 4.4 kilometers pipeline water project, funded by Japan government and implemented by UNDP through National Drought Management Authority, NDMA, and the county government of Kwale, is to provide clean and safe water for both livestock and human consumption in the communities. The new water projects are among other projects that are aimed at building resilience of communities in arid and semi-arid areas of Kwale. Water is life and it plays an important role to foster peace, prosperity, and conflict prevention in the communities, she said. Rakani, accompanied by Kanango Member of Parliament, MP, Gonzi Rai, NDMA Board Chairman, Shalo Yahya and NDMA Chief Executive Officer, Hassan Awale, said the county has also established solar-powered water supply schemes that aims to provide safe water, improved sanitation, and irrigation for farms and livestock. She thanked the project sponsors for putting up the sustainable project that will help the region during drought seasons. The solar-powered water supply schemes will be crucial to improving the lives and livelihoods of our communities, she said. Rakani said about 500,000 people have been benefiting from the improved water supply schemes, noting that the significance of the projects in addressing the water challenge could not be overemphasized. The solar-powered water projects mark a significant step in addressing the water crisis that has plagued our communities for years, said Rakani. Rakani underscored the county government's dedication to increasing investment in water resource projects and initiatives to ensure access to water, sanitation, and hygiene services in the region. The water projects also aim at improving hygiene and sanitation at the household level and making sure there are reduced incidences of human-wildlife conflicts during drought seasons. The water project included excavation and installation of a pipeline with washouts and air valves, construction of 3 livestock watering troughs, construction of 2 community water kiosks with overhead and water tanks. I'm very happy to see the people in Mknon Ward finally have access to adequate, clean treated water for both human and livestock consumption. This will change the lives of the people from this area who have suffered for many years, she said. The projects, according to the governor, have the capacity to deliver 50,000 cubic meters of water daily. Kwale County Government and NDMA senior officials inspect a water trough in Kanango Sub-County that aims to provide cattle herds with water at all seasons around the year. Rakani also presided over the groundbreaking of Mwena Dam, in Mwena Village, Mwereni Ward, Lunga Lunga Sub-County in the company of Lunga Lunga MP Mangale Chiforomodo. The 14 million water project with a capacity of 60,000 cubic meters, 40 million liters, was funded by the national government through National Irrigation Authority, NIA. The dam once complete targets 600 households in the region with the governor, adding that more than 20 dams and 40 boreholes were done by the county for the last 2 years in an effort to end perennial water shortage. Lunga Lunga MP, Mangale Chiforomodo, commended Kwale County government initiatives on ensuring that residents have access to clean water through construction of dams and drilling of boreholes across the county. As an MP, my work is to make sure I am working hand in hand with the county government and the national government in ensuring that my constituents benefit from such development projects, said Chiforomodo. The initiative has been welcomed by residents, who have long struggled with water scarcity and related health issues, with Mzee Kia, a resident of Mwereni Village, thanking the county for the noble course that will end water menace in the area. This dam is a game changer because for a long time we have been walking long distances looking for water, but now that water will be available, that is a great relief for us, Mzee Kia said.